Dramatis Personae. Long winters have come and gone since last we visited, dear reader, and the years have not been kindest. Memory is a fickle beast, and life too full for the recollection of every name and deed. And so your historian offers a reminder of these, our players. Gabriel de Lyon, the last silver saint, the black lion of Lawson, and the alleged hero of this history. Born 9 years before the fall of Day's death, when the sun was blotted from the sky across the empire of Eladane, Gabriel's childhood was short and cruel. He is a pale blood, born of a mortal mother and vampire father, inheritor of his sire's power and thirst both. Gabriel was recruited into the Silver Order of Saint-Michel at 15, becoming a champion of that holy brotherhood before falling into disgrace. Over a decade after his excommunication, he was a broken man, dependent on the drug Sanctus to stave off his ever-rising bloodlust. But on a journey toward vengeance, our fallen paragon was introduced to a girl who would change his life forever. Dior Lachance. Daughter of a streetwalker, orphaned at 11, Dior began dressing as a boy to avoid trouble in the alleys and gutters of her youth. Her life of petty thievery was interrupted by the discovery that her blood could heal any wound and cure any sickness. Accused of witchcraft, she was sentenced to death by the Holy Inquisition, but was rescued by Chloe Sauvage, a sister of the Silver Order and friend of Gabriel. The good sister revealed that the power in Dior's blood was no witchery, but a blessing from heaven. Dior is the descendant of a woman named Essane, the daughter of God's own mortal son, the Redeemer. And now it falls to Dior to bring about the end of Day's death and fulfill her destiny as the Holy Grail of Saint-Michel. Selene Castilla, Gabriel's sister, murdered at age 15 when their village was destroyed by the dead. Gabriel had thought Selene long buried, but she returned years later as a vampire, calling herself Laiathe and hunting Dior. Initially, the siblings were at odds, but Selene eventually saved Gabriel's life and helped him rescue Dior from betrayal and death. Selene is far more fearsome than other vampires of her age. She was born of the Voss bloodline, but she wields the blood gifts of the Asani, the same mysterious line to which Gabriel's father belonged. She keeps both her face and motives hidden. She and her brother are not on the best of terms. Astrid Renier, a sister of the Silver Order and beloved of Gabriel. Astrid was the bastard daughter of Emperor Alexander III, shuffled off to a monastery when her existence became inconvenient to Alexandra's new wife. Forming a friendship with Gabriel that blossomed into love, she was excommunicated with him when her pregnancy was discovered. Astrid gave birth to a daughter and married Gabriel. The pair retired to the southernmost reaches of the empire, there to live as a famille in quiet happiness. But happiness was not to last. Patience de Lyon, daughter of Gabriel and Astrid. Her father had her name tattooed in silver across his fingers when she was born, a reminder to the former silver saint about what was truly important. She was Gabriel's pride and joy, the brightest light in his life. She was murdered with her mama at the hands of the forever king, Fabien Voss. Know no shame, gentle reader. I also cried. Ash Drinker, Gabriel's enchanted sword, who speaks directly to the mind of her wielder. Though the Ash Drinker experiences brief moments of lucidity, she is often confused about where and even when she is. She has never been the same since her blade was broken on the skin of the Forever King. Exactly how Gabriel came to possess her is the topic of much speculation among the minstrels and soothsingers of the Empire. Aaron de Coste, former silver saint of Saint-Michel. Aaron was the son of a baron and a vampire of the blood Elon, kith who can manipulate the emotions of others. He was apprenticed with Gabriel, and the pair shared a hateful rivalry that eventually became true friendship. He left the Silver Order when his love for the smith, Baptiste Saint-Ismael, was exposed and deemed a blasphemy by their brethren. Baptiste Saint-Ismael, a former black thumb of the Silver Order and the man who forged Gabriel's first sword, Lion Claw. After the discovery of their relationship, Baptiste left the order with Aaron. The pair settled to the south, restoring the chateau named Aveline. Years later, they were visited by their old friend, who had by then taken Dio Lachance under his wing. Baptiste and Aaron offered Gabriel and Dio sanctuary and helped defend the young Grail against the predations of Danton Voss. Abbot Greyhand, Gabriel's former master, a son of the Blood Chaston, kith who can speak to and take the form of animals. Greyhand tried to instill a sense of duty in the young Gabriel, warning him never to succumb to the thirst in his blood. Years later, he was appointed Abbot of the Silver Order and was instrumental in Chloé Sauvage's quest to find the Holy Grail. Chloé Sauvage, sister of the Ordo Argent, childhood friend to both Astrid and Gabriel. Chloé helped Gabriel foil Fabienne Voss's invasion of the Nordland, a feat which saw Gabriel knighted by the Empress at 16 years old. Years later, Chloé came across her old friend once more, recruiting him to help defend Dior Lachance. Chloé intended to bring Dior to the Saint-Michon monastery, where Day's death could be undone through an ancient ritual she'd unearthed in the library. But when Gabriel learned that ritual involved Dior's sacrifice, he was outraged, killing Greyhand, Chloé, and half a dozen other silver saints in the innocent girl's defence. Saoirse a Donzaire, a member of the Company of the Grail, those heroes recruited by Chloé Sauvage to protect Dior. Saoirse was a warrior of the Ossian Highlands, wielder of an enchanted axe named Kindness, and companion to the mountain lioness Phoebe. She and Phoebe were slain in battle by Danton Voss at St. Guillaume. Père Raffa, another of the Company of the Grail, scholar of the Brotherhood of St. Guillaume, and friend to Chloé Sauvage. Raffa accompanied Chloé on her journey to find Dior, often butting heads with Gabriel over matters of faith. He was also killed by Danton during the St. Guillaume massacre. Bellamy Bouchette, a soothsinger of the Opus Grandi, and a member of the Company of the Grail. He journeyed with Gabriel, Dior, and the others through the wastes of southern Nordland, never shy of sharing a story or song. And, oui, Danton murdered him too. Forge Master Argyle, Chief Smith of the Silver Order. The old Black Thumb fought alongside Gabriel, Aaron, and Baptiste at the Battle of the Twins, where the Forever King's invasion was defeated. He was present for the ritual to murder Dior, but fled Gabriel's attack on the Saint-Michon Cathedral. Talon, a seraph of the Silver Order. Talon was a cruel man, never Gabriel's closest confidant. He succumbed to the sangire, the red thirst, a hereditary affliction that eventually drives all pale bloods mad with bloodlust. He was killed by Gabriel and Greyhand. Fabienne Voss, the Forever King, priori of the Blood Voss, and perhaps the oldest kith in existence. Fabienne was the first priori to weaponize the wretched, a mindless breed of vampire that became abundant after Day's death, mustering them into an army known as the Endless Legion. Despite being delayed by Gabriel's efforts, Fabienne eventually conquered Nordland and swept east, taking over much of the Elidani continent. His brood children, the Seven Princes of Forever, were instrumental in his invasion. He took exception to the murder of his youngest daughter, Law, at Gabriel's hands, and years later exacted bloody revenge against the Silver Saint and his famille. Danton Voss, the Beast of Velen, Fabien's youngest son. Danton was sent by his father to capture Dio La Chance, though why the Forever King wants the Grail of Saint-Michel alive remains a mystery. He slew most of the company of the Grail at Saint-Guillaume and pursued Dior and Gabriel all the way to Avelaine. He was killed by Dior, wielding the enchanted blade Ashdrinker, which had been anointed with her holy blood. Laure Vos, the Wraith in Red, and Fabienne's youngest daughter. Laure scouted the Nordland to prepare for her father's invasion, bringing her into conflict with Gabriel, Aaron, and Greyhand. She tore off Greyhand's arm, scarred Aaron's face for life, and was set on fire by Gabriel. In retaliation, she travelled to Lawson, burning the town of Gabriel's birth to the ground and murdering all therein, including his baby sister, Silene. She was slain by Gabriel at the Battle of the Twins. Valia de Nael, a sister of the Holy Inquisition, who along with her twin, Talia, pursued Dior for the crime of witchery across the Empire. The pair captured Dior and Gabriel in the city of Redwatch, torturing them both brutally. Dior broke loose, murdering Valia's sister Talia and rescuing Gabe from torment. Isabella Augustin, wife to Alexandre III and Empress of all Elidane. She was a patron of the Ordo Argent, restoring the order to greatness after centuries in decline. She knighted Gabriel after the Battle of the Twins and used him as her right hand during subsequent years, overseeing his rise to fame and glory. Maximile de Augustin, a warrior king who began the unification of five warring countries into the great Elidane Empire more than 6 centuries ago. Maximile was killed before his dream came to fruition, but his dynasty rules the empire to this day. The Church of the One Faith named Maximile the seventh holy martyr as reward for his earthly efforts. Michon, the first martyr, a simple huntress who became a disciple of the Redeemer and carried on his holy war after his execution upon the wheel. Unbeknownst to most, Michon was also the Redeemer's lover, and together they had a daughter named Essan, a name meaning faith in the tongue of Old Talhost. Essan, daughter of Michon and the Redeemer. 4 centuries ago, Essan's descendants raised rebellion against the Augustan dynasty, an uprising that became known as the Avesenct Heresy. Their rebellion was put down by crusaders of the One Faith, and most of their number slaughtered. Dior La Chance is the last scion of their line. And now, mes amis, we begin.